Welcome back to the Gwinnett Chambers Global Chamber Mixer, and we are joined now by Nick Vidali with the Italy American Chamber of Commerce Southeast of Georgia.
Yes, correct. We are the Georgia chapter.
That's a mouthful right there.
Yeah, it is.
I think we've interviewed representatives of your organization in past years here at the Global Mixer. One of my favorites all the time because I grew up with an Italian household. My mom's side of the family, we were all Antilles from Sicily and so forth. So to me, Italian food is the greatest food in the world.
Thank you. I cannot agree more than that, you know.
The Italy American Chamber of Commerce Southeast, talk to me about the organization.
Yeah, this is an organization as many, you know, foreign chamber have a different object. The first one is to promote the Italian presence in the state of Georgia. We have a highly qualified Italian company which are already operating in the Atlanta area and in Georgia. They are all specialized manufacturing company, they are fintech, they are in logistic, automation. They are company that maybe people don't know much about it, but they are leader in their market segment. Some of them are leader worldwide. Pirelli, for example, is a big manufacturing in Rome, Georgia. Not a coincidence, it's Rome, Georgia. And I can tell you a story. Rome, Georgia is called Rome. I don't know who came first, but I only know that, you know, the Lupa, the Italian, wolf, that is epic, storytelling about how Rome has been created. And these two twins, they were fed by a wolf. And there is a statue of the wolf in Rome, in the capital of Italy, right? And the only replica ever in the world is in Rome, Georgia.
Really?
Yes, because in the 30s, has been given by the Italian government.
Georgia. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because Rome, Georgia is such a really, and I've been there many times, kind of a rural area.
It is.
It's not a large metropolitan area at all.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, Pirelli is there, and there also with the only replica of the Lupa is worldwide. So it's fantastic. So we have Luxottica also, that is a market leader, 75% of the share of the market in the world as far as for eyewear. You know, they own, for example, Luxottica, they own Lenscrafter, you know, so it's just amazing. The type of Italian industry that has been embedded in the American business community, you know.
Something tells me, though, Nick, that you're not from Georgia. Where are you from?
I'm actually from the Italian Riviera near Portofino Cinque Terre. It's a small town called Sestri Levante. So something that I miss here is the ocean. We are four hours driving from the ocean.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we miss in Atlanta. But we need to look at what we have and know what we miss. Otherwise, we don't enjoy life. So there is so many good things in Atlanta. And we want to bring more Italian company in the state of Georgia. This is the second goal of the Chamber of Commerce, is to make Georgia a destination for Italian company for a variety of reasons, you know, logistic, labor.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you the question, what is it that makes this area so attractive for foreign countries to come and want to do business here?
Well, logistics, first of all, Atlanta has always been a hub, right, for transportation and all of that. Also tax incentives is a plus. Labor, it's also not so expensive compared to going to New York or Chicago, which are also union heavily, controlled in some degree. So there is a lot of plus for a foreign company to come in Georgia. And we want for Italian company to even make Georgia a bigger investment, which they already have. I mean, Pirelli just opened up a second production chain, for example. Or we want to bring new company in Georgia. So this is our goal.
You know what we're missing here in Atlanta area is a Little Italy neighborhood. You know, I've been to Chicago, New York, of course, it is the best. What do we need to do to get a Little Italy neighborhood in Atlanta?
Well, we're going to have Italian deciding to live in one location first, right? And we are spread all over. Like Atlanta is a spread city, like Los Angeles, right? So we are all over the place. But we are working on creating a focus, period over here where the Italian excellence will be flourish in Atlanta. We created this Made in Italy Expo, which is a 1 week of celebrating Italian present and bringing also Italian product and services from abroad. So the week of in October will be happening every year. We just did in September this year. Will be the week we celebrate Italy. So who knows that from there, maybe something will spin off. and maybe we have a real marketplace. We're missing also a place where you can go and buy just Italian food, like you can find in New York or in many other metropolis, which have a heavy Italian presence.
Absolutely.
I mean, Italian Americans is another big part of our community. 3% of the population is Italian American. So, but many are also here in Georgia. You are one of them, right?
Exactly.
So I'm sure that beside the true Italian, like me or whatever, born in Italy, there are third, second, fourth generation of Italian, Italian American, which are, my daughter is an Italian American right now, right? She's born here. She's born here. But they will love to have more of Italian product in the marketplace and maybe an Italian district or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
We just need to work on it. And this is a long term, right? It's not something you can build in a year or two, but maybe in 5-10 years, yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in Midtown.
In Midtown.
Yes.
For Italian, authentic Italian cuisine, what would your recommendation be for someone living in the Atlanta area?
Now, you know, if I tell one, the other say, why not me, right? There is several that I love. First of all, let me tell you, the best food is the one that is done with love. It doesn't matter if it's Italian, French, or Indian. If you do whatever you do with love, it shows.
Okay.
In that sense, I distinguish food between, made with love and made, without that. Right?
Okay.
So now, going back to your questions, I would say, because also I'm in Midtown, and I would say between Sotto Sotto and Yeppa are probably two good restaurants that I would recommend and think that are Italian destination for people like me that want to eat it. True Italian food.
You're saying Olive Garden is not the place you would go?
No, but I know that they're your family,
we love the Olive Garden. Nothing against the Olive Garden. I'm just playing with you a little bit. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Have you
been able to join some of the food tonight here?
Yeah. I only like to try the other food, of course. I enjoy the food. This is a big part of what we are here now, too.
Yep. Nick Vidali with the Italy-America Chamber of Commerce Southeast here in Georgia. Thank you so much for stopping by. What's the website if people want to get more information about your organization?
Yeah, it is an acronym, so
okay.
I need to write it down. Italy-America Chamber of Commerce Southeast.com, which is IACCSE.com. And then you can search for the Georgia chapter.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.